Hebrews 3. Bible said, verse number 1, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling. I'm glad I've had a heavenly calling. Sound like to me, for somebody calls, they've got to talk. I'm glad we've got a Jesus that talked to you this morning. He said, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. It's one of those. And he's listed. Christ Jesus. He was faithful to him that appointed him. Ain't that something? He was appointed to go to Calvary by God the Father. There was a divine appointment on your behalf and my behalf. He was faithful to him. As also Moses was faithful in all of his house. For this man was counted worthy of more glory than Moses. Boy, isn't that something? They wanted to build a shrine for Moses when he died. But they hollered, crucify, crucify him to our Lord. And here the Bible says, verse number 7, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith today, if ye will hear his voice, I'm glad he's got a voice. Harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness. When your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. You may be seated this morning. You'll notice he said, today if you'll hear his voice. I looked up that word today. You know what that means? It means now. Today. Now. So he says today, if you would hear his voice, I wonder what he's saying to you. He said, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation. He's talking about when God had delivered the children of Israel from the Red Sea. I want you to be reminded we're a lot like them. God led them across, and the Bible said that they come through with a high hand. The Bible said that they run out of water. God brought water out of a rock. The Bible said that the children of Israel, they were hungry. God rained manna down in the wilderness upon the ground. All they had to do was get it up and partake of it. He rained quail out of heaven, but it wasn't good enough. They began bickering. They began complaining about their God and their Moses. And God was highly offended. God let them run around in a circle for 40 years doing nothing but murmuring and complaining. I want to tell you, our country has offended God with how good that He's been to us. God said if you hear from Him today, He would do something about your situation. He said that in verse 10. He said, I was grieved with that generation. Said they do always err with their heart. They've not known my ways. So I swear in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief and departing from the living God. But watch your Bibles, exhort one another daily, while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. For we are made partakers of Christ if we hold the beginning of our confidence steadfast unto the end. While it is said, today, if you will hear His voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation. Father, we love You. We thank You how good that You've been to us. Pray now You'd meet with us and help us and do that only what You, our great God, can do. In Jesus' name I pray and I ask You, amen. And amen. I want to preach three things today about this terminology of now, today. I want to say, first of all, today you can believe and be saved. I'm glad that God said, today is the day of salvation. You die without Christ, hell will be your home. There is a heaven to gain, there's a hell to shun. The Bible says you must be born again. In Luke 23:33, we see this word appear in our Bible about today. In Luke's Gospel, one of the greatest passages at Calvary, there we see a thief put on the cross beside Christ. We see one on the right side, one on the left side. I'm glad I know the man in the middle today. I'm glad the one that hung in the middle took your sin and my sin that we could believe and be saved. In Luke 23 and verse 33, when they were come to this place which is called Calvary, there they crucified him. The malefactors, one on the right hand and the other on the left. Then said Jesus, and only here did he ever cry it, because from only here can he cry it and proclaim it. At Calvary, he said, Father, forgive them. Thank God for Calvary today. For forgiveness only comes by way of Calvary. Then he says, the people stood beholding. The rulers also that derided him, saying, he saved others, let him save himself, if he be Christ, the chosen of God. And the soldiers that mocked him come to him, offering him vinegar, and saying, if thou be the King of the Jews, save thyself. And a writing or superscription was written over him in letters of Greek, Latin, and Hebrew. This is the King of the Jews. And one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, if thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answered and rebuked him, saying, dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? We indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. I like verse 42. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And here is our word appears. And Jesus said unto him, verily I say unto thee, today shalt thou be with me in paradise. Oh, my friend, I'm glad. I'm glad Calvary's still calling. I'm glad Calvary's still changing. I'm glad Calvary's still cleansing. Oh, I'm glad today you can believe upon the Lord Jesus Christ and be born again by the good grace of God. Today would be a great day to believe. You know this as a fact. We've buried people this year that we had no inkling we would bury. I'm not guaranteed if I get to finish this sermon. You're not guaranteed if you make it home. But I tell you one thing, you are guaranteed. You're guaranteed you're a sinner. And I'm a sinner. And we need to be saved by the grace of God. And I sure am glad that the cross is still working in this day and in this hour. Today is a good day to believe. In Luke 19, we see the word comes up again in the Gospels. I want to say it's a good day to believe, but it's a good day to belong. In Luke chapter number 19, thank the Lord, I'm a member of His church this morning. I'm a member of Liberty Baptist Church by choice, but I'm a member of God's church by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm glad I'm in God's family. In Luke 19, verse number 1, Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. Behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was rich. And he sought to see Jesus, who he was, and could not for the press, because he was of little stature. Look what he does. He ran before and climbed up to a sycamore tree to see him, for he was to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said to him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down. Here's our word for today. I must abide at thy house. And he made haste and came down and received him joyfully. I want to say that Zacchaeus got saved at the foot of the tree. I'm glad everybody can get to Calvary's tree this morning and be saved by the grace of God. Ain't it amazing? He climbed up in a tree. And Jesus walked up and said, come down. For today, you need to go home to my house. I want to say I'm glad I belong to his house this morning. I'm glad I've got an address in Bowden. But honey, that ain't my long time home. I've got a better place coming. I'm going where there's no more heartaches, no more tears, and no more pains. I'm going to a grand reunion day. I thank the Lord. It's a great day to belong at the Lord's house. Today, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation. I want to say lastly this morning, this is where I want to get in and preach a little bit. Today's a great day to believe. You die and go to hell in your sins, you'll go as an intruder because Jesus said, he paid a ransom for all. There's one man, the God-man, the Lord Jesus Christ, that stands between you and God this morning. If you'd come to our heavenly intercessor, he'd grab a hold of you and he'd grab a hold of God and he'd bring you together if you would believe in Christ. I'm going to tell you, I'm glad it's a good day to believe. I'm glad it's a good day to belong. But thirdly, I'm glad it's a good day to become. In Hebrews 13 and verse number 8, I want you to notice this surfaces again. Hebrews 13 and verse number 8. He says, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. It's a day today that we ought to decide what side we're on. You're not going to get no place straddling the fence. But I come to tell you this morning, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. You got to make it up in your heart. You got to make it up in your mind. You've got to realize I've got to decide today. I've got to draw a line in the sand. I done drawed a line in the sand. It don't matter if people's mean to me. Some of you are looking for a reason to get out of the church. If you're just looking for as many reasons to get in the church as you are out of the church, you'd get yourself in church. Amen. You got to decide and realize the devil is against you. He's against the Word of God. He's against the church of God this morning. And we must decide that we get over our little feelings. We get over our attitudes and say, for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. If your young'un gets up at you today and says, I ain't going to church, get them up, get them dressed, give them a good swift kick in the back end and get down the house of God. Somebody say amen. And if you won't go, I hope your young'uns will discipline you and shake you and say, we need to get to the house of God. Forsaking not the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but the more as you see the day approaching, honey, Jesus is coming. That trumpet's going to sound. Hey, the dead in Christ is going to rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together. Hey, thank God we're getting out of this place. You say, preacher, I'm not saved. Well, you better get your mind made up because you ain't staying here. You're going to heaven or you're going to hell. It's no in between. You ain't staying here. It's a good day to decide. You know something? I decided years ago that I was going to get up every morning of my life and in spite of me try to make something out of myself and do what God had given me and use it for His honor and His glory. There's been a lot of obstacles come my way. There's been a lot of people that has used me, abused me, mistreated me, offended me, and hurt me. But honey, let me tell you, if God's people ever realizes it better be today. If we're looking for a place to go with just good feeling, and there's no problems, there's none of them in this world, but there is a blood-washed band that's written down yonder in heavenly land world. You got to make your mind up, no matter what, I'm going to serve the Lord, I'm going to be faithful to Him, and me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Today's a good day to decide. Today's a good day to declare. I tell you what we ought to declare as a church. This world ain't our home. And I tell you what our enemy is. It's the flesh, it's the world, and the devil. And none of that stuff has ever brought anything but heartache and hurts. The deceitfulness of sin. Young people, sin is fun for a season. But you be sure your sin will find you out. You look at Hollywood this morning. You look at them people, seems like they got everything. But if they ain't got Jesus, they ain't got nothing this morning. They're the most miserable people in this world. It's a good day to become, to decide, to declare. It's a good day to dedicate. You ought to dedicate your children and say, listen to me. I don't care how hard you scream and throw a fit. We're going to get to the house of God. We're going to serve God. He's going to be first in our house. Boy, it'd be a great day to become an encourager. You know what the Bible says? Before I read that text in Hebrews 3, He simply said this about encouraging one another. He said, verse 13, but exhort one another daily while it is called today, lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. We ought to encourage one another. We ain't got room for jealousy and animosity and backbiting. We don't got time for all that. We've got children dying and going to hell that need to be saved. We've got homes that need to be restored. We got a community that needs to be reached today. I wonder and ask you something. If folks had another day to do what they needed to do, I wonder what their decision would have been. Jesus said, today, people be ready to meet God. We don't know what tomorrow is, but we know what we have today. We have a Jesus that died for us on a cross, and we've got a Bible that's inspired. And just as that thief got saved on that cross is the way me and you got to be saved. We must have our heart turned to God and believe, Lord, remember me. Miss Kathy, I want you to come this morning. I want to do something a little different. God had stirred my heart before I got here about this. When I seen this verse about, but exhort one another. And look what it says daily. Exhort one another daily. That means encourage. Be good to. My sister's going to sing. I want to open these altars up and I want to ask y'all something. And I don't want to play on your emotions. I just want to tell you how it is. I wonder how many mom and daddies and how many grandparents wish they had their kids they could hold this morning in Florida today. We've been so blessed. One of the greatest preachers in America wrote a letter, and I didn't read it to the church. He came here and preached this year. He said, Brother Ken, when I walked in that sanctuary and I looked how blessed y'all had been, he said, I'm going to tell you what really made the service was the people. They encouraged me. Has God been good to you? Young people, You don't have to go to the world. You can have stability in Christ's church. Mom and Daddies, there's nothing wrong with having things. Just don't let things have you. Keep our priorities in focus. Because you'll lose your home. I'm not talking about the brick and mortar. I'm talking about your family. If you're not careful, you'll lose everything that God's blessed you with. Just by simply what I've read today declaring, Lord, I'm going to serve you. And you know what, Daddy? Sometimes we just got to grab the bull by the horns and be Daddy. That ain't popular. But sometimes we've got to make the decisions and guide our house. If you won't, the devil will. You've got to see about your children. You've got to discipline them and love them. Teach them, raise them up. And you young people, there's still good young people in this world. And you're part of them. And I'm proud of you. And you that are not saved, I want to see you get saved. Live for Jesus. Because there ain't nobody like Him. I've had friends lined up. I can't find them this morning. But I've got one beside me. It loves me. This is what I want you to do. Miss Kathy's going to sing. I want to open the